Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
All right, Shober time. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Not sure when you're listening to this. We have got this episode number, who cares? And right now in the room, you got Klein, you got Postmaster Johnny.
Yurt.
You got intern Steve. What's his name?
Will.
I'm just kidding. I knew that.
He didn't know that name, actually.
Of course. How can you forget Will? Anyway, Allie will be here in a moment. She's going to be miserable because she's pregnant and it's freezing in here. Oh, boy. Here she comes. Here she is.
Snacking on popcorn.
Yeah. Making her way.
A few days to dip into this.
Yeah. I figured it was going to... We're just going to keep... the whole. We're putting a lot of snacks around to try to get Jake fat again, but it's backfiring on Allie.
They're good, healthy snacks, though. We got, like, the good...
Yeah.
I've never tried the white cheddar flavor.
White cheddar's good. It's not too cheddary, and it's not milky cheese either.
Mm-hmm. It's not really powdery. Good.
You know what I learned is that anything, even if it's designed to be healthy, can be made unhealthy pretty easily. And if you...
With white cheddar powder.
If you have enough of it, you can do it. You can... I figured out a way that if you put enough bacon and honey on Brussels sprouts, you can make them very unhealthy.
And so, like, if I eat too many strawberries, I'll get diarrhea?
Strawberries, yeah. That's place your bets.
Also, that diarrhea story is spreading everywhere because when I'm going to go to the newsroom to go talk to them really quick, instantly they're like, bro, are you getting diarrhea?
Well, the reason, like, the reason is because... As we've talked about, it's a great excuse, and we've all used that. It's a funny word. Of all the words to say... It's one of the funniest words to say. It's one of the words that sounds like what it is. Some words,
the parasite itself is not fun to say.
No, that's hard to say. Whatever. And speak of the devil, here he comes.
Diarrhea.
Jake is in.
Happy party.
Jake's upset about this. Jake's going to give... Jake, this is like one of your moments to shine. As a guy who spends most of his life on the toilet with uncontrollable turds, you would think that this would be a time for you to kind of speak to the people now that are dealing with what you go through on a daily basis.
Oh, man, it's a process. You just got to get used to it. And then eventually you flush yourself out by about, I don't know, 8, 9 p.m., and then you can be free for the night.
Allie just walked so far away from you while you were talking. Why did you do that?
What are you talking about?
Allie just backed up so far.
Eventually you get used to it, and then when you don't have it, you miss it.
What do I do with all my free time?
I lost so much weight.
Do you take a shower at the end of the night to kind of, like, cleanse yourself, though?
Yeah, I take a shower every night.
Okay.
What are you drinking, Jake? What's in the koozie today?
It's America's beer, Budweiser.
There it is. Budweiser. Originally, you know, on the show today, Allie did the blind water taste test, the $12 water. The thought was we were going to have you do it. Allie gave your palate credit and said that you're one of these guys that can taste if the beer has a little too much carbonation because you'll send it back. You're all like...
Oh, yeah. When the keg is flat, that's such horseshit.
You do send back a good percentage.
A bottle of beer, like, that has turned?
Or, yes. And then I know if it's a funky one, too. You can just taste it.
Yeah, Jake. I've seen Jake before have a sip of beer, look at the bottle, and then look at the date, and it's been, like, 3 days past the days. Like, I can
take it back.
I can taste that. I'm like, it's 3 days,
it's
dude.
It's bullshit. It tastes all fucking skunky.
Yeah, but that also could have been something that was in the fridge, out of the fridge, in the fridge, out of the fridge.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it works like that. But it also, it could be if it's a can, it's a longevity thing. But if it's a tap, it could be the lines. It could be all sorts of shit.
All right. Well, now
as a former bartender, people who take back beers are the worst.
Usually, they don't give a fuck.
No, but if somebody opens a bottle of beer and they're like, "This tastes weird. I don't like it." Like. I understand if I poured it wrong, but usually a beer is a beer.
Yeah, unless it's fucking skunky and old, and or if your lines are fucked. Like my bar, the lines were fucked up for months and months. I couldn't have a Budweiser for 6 months because the line, whatever, going to that keg was fucked, and they eventually cleaned them, like I said, and then I went back to Budweiser.
Sometimes they find...
Never mind, you sound like a great time. I stand corrected.
I was nice about it.
Then finally I got them to change the lines. Definitely not
they,
annoying
they
at the
bar. Fucking, well,
I need so much. I need so much beer to get through this story. I don't know how much there is, but I'll drink it if it's dirty or
God,
not.
I'm going to miscarry.
Jeez. Allie's kid just hung himself with her umbilical cord during that story. Anyway, here we are together again.
Snack-filled episode. What you got in your hand right there?
Shitty bar.
That's a shitty bar.
Aw, throw that away. You want a Smucker's?
Name one good granola bar. Every bar is just okay.
Nature Valley.
Chewy.
This is a peanut butter chip, Allie. It's got brain nutrients in it for me, clearly. I need that. And it's got magnesium, vitamin E, flavonoids.
Flavonoids?
What the fuck is that?
It tastes delicious, I bet. And lion's mane, agupangin. So I got that.
All right.
That going for me.
Cool. That sounds like something to look forward to.
Agupangin.
Oh, it's the goop again.
I'm excited for this. It looks so much better in the picture before I read all the shit that's
every
in
granola bar is terrible. The
sucks.
Best scenario would be something like Johnny's talking about, which is just like a candy bar,
sure,
essentially.
Yeah, but
there's a reason that the reason that Uncrustables are having a moment right now, and these is because these are all things that you can easily put into your pocket. And pocket snacks, I think, is the key. And if they could figure out a way to take other foods.
What are you talking about? A Werther's is a pocket snack, and that's been around forever.
Werther's. That's not a snack.
Werther's not a snack, dude.
It's not a snack. Fucking, it's candy.
It's a tiny little.
Hey, Siri,
it's like,
what is Werther's?
It's a grandma ecstasy, dude. It's old ladies carry it in their purse.
And it's a snack.
It's not a fucking
it's
snack.
It's like a lozenge.
Is candy
it's a glorified lozenge.
No.
Oh, caramel candy?
Yeah, have five of them then.
Jake really is the oldest.
Yeah,
in the show,
that's a Werther's reference.
Fuck?
Werther's reference is not a punchline.
Yeah.
Usually Werther's the punchline. Jake gave that as an example.
A Brox butterscotch.
Oh, man.
Listen, the reality is if we had more good foods and we figured out ways to make them pocket friendly, we would crush. Like, think, Allie, what's your favorite food?
God. I do like a new nice casserole. Chicken and broccoli casserole.
You could figure out
pocket
a way to
casserole.
Pocket casserole.
Or like a pocket steak, a pocket burger.
Yeah, because even the concept of, quote, a hot pocket, I know the idea is you put it in a microwave, but guess what? You don't really have to put it in a fucking microwave.
Oh, like those empanadas they used to give us in lunch. And it
yes.
was like pizza filled. And
yeah,
like,
and if
it,
you walk around
mini
with it,
calzones.
Your body, the body heat will get that to a good, and then all of a sudden you remember, and then at some point in the day you're like, I'm starving, and then you realize, oh my God, I have this thing in my pocket.
I love it.
When I went and saw that Blair Witch Project in the movie theater, I used to be a two cheeseburger meal guy at McDonald's. And I'd always
eat the number two separates.
And I would always eat one there, and I would always put one away in my pocket, forget I had it there because I was usually pretty high.
Jesus, how big
and
was
then
your pocket?
During,
I know, that's a big.
It was the early 2000s.
Yeah,
so
pockets
they had
were big.
Jeans back
and
then.
And I was watching that movie, and they were in the woods all talking about how hungry they were, and one was like, I wish I had a cheeseburger. And then I remembered I have a fucking cheeseburger in my pocket, and it was warm because it was in my pocket, and I was kind of sitting on in the seat. And I ate it, and it was actually
Asperger?
A great, no, it was a really good, it was like a perfect temperature cheeseburger. So I'm just thinking, once again, pocket snack to the rescue. Pocket snacks.
Yeah, but pocket snacks don't satiate me enough. Like, this is just that bar would probably, like a half an hour later, I'd be just as grumpy.
Yeah, that might be nasty.
Yeah, not if I have all these flavonoids. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What do you have to share with us?
Oh, my gosh.
Big news?
I have one thing, like... I'm doing the thing. I can't share it, but Johnny's going to freak out.
Yeah? Wait, is it what I thought it was going to be?
Is it in the lineup for that thing?
Not even what I thought it was going to be.
It's nothing that you think.
Is it about guest or an event?
A guest.
A guest in studio. In studio or phone?
In studio.
Wait,
In studio guest. This is a preview to something
that Johnny's
wrong.
This one?
Allie, write down a guess.
Wait, okay, yeah, go ahead. Everybody take a guess.
Write down a guess.
I love when she comes in and she has news that I would love.
Vanessa just came from one of the bigger bigger meeting, and she said that that one.
No.
Is it?
I don't know who that is.
Is it SpongeBob?
No.
SpongeBob's birthday was
yesterday.
I don't know if you knew that. Johnny wanted to celebrate.
Oh, Johnny did say something about it. I forgot.
Oh, wait.
About
now
it.
I'm thinking about who Johnny likes.
This is who Johnny likes? Don't answer.
No, that
is. Oh, damn it. I was really hoping for that one.
Oh, you said don't answer. My bad.
That's okay. I thought it's not Paul Rudd. You said Johnny would be excited about this coming in here. Let me see here.
There's only one more guess I have. And if it's not this person, then I have no more guesses. What did you write down?
No.
A popsicle.
Oh, cool, great.
Pocket snack.
Well, it's obviously a K-Rock artist, right?
thought Johnny would be excited.
Huh.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I think you guys would actually be excited, too.
Yeah, if I'm excited, you guys will definitely
I'm
going to
play
excited.
The odds on this A-Lotto. One and say it's Sublime again.
Oh, wait a minute. What about...
We're guessing. A-Lotto. We're writing down...
What about...
We're writing down
There's
and guessing
three bands
this. Is this a... Oh, by the way, Vanessa, before Ali gives you her guess, is this definitely happening, or is this one of those things where we have these meetings and they go...
Okay,
there's
99%.
A
let me see.
Oh, damn it. Fuck. That would be amazing, too. Damn it.
What are all, we can read the guesses that are wrong.
I thought it might be Phoebe Bridgers because she has new movie, not new music out.
Damn. That'd be cool.
Dave Grohl
Dave Grohl
now.
That'd be sick.
Now this is all disappointing.
Well, yeah. Whoever it is, I don't care anymore. I've lost. I've just given you my list.
We got to act like we're really happy when we come in.
Are you sure it's not Popsicle? Because that was my best guess.
That was funny. That's a good
name. All right. Well, anyway, we have a big guest, according to Vanessa, an A-lister. That we'll be stopping into the K Rock studios.
Yeah, because we play their music all the time.
You know what that means, Allie?
Is it?
You can fuck them.
I can fuck them.
You can fuck them.
A guy.
It's a guy.
All right, I'll do it.
Allie's
is it Serge from System of a Down?
Here's the thing.
I'll tell him you got me pregnant.
You got that'd be so funny if you had sex with him. By the way, I'm pregnant. That person freaks out. No, don't worry. It happened once ago.
That'd be a great trick.
That would be such a great trick. In fact, you should be selling used positive pregnancy test to people online just for pranking season.
Yeah, but you know what you can do now? You can buy you know, the pregnancy hormone that gives you you can buy that. And then take it as a pill or whatever, and then you can pee on a stick and get a positive pregnancy test, and you can show them, hey, I'm pregnant.
That's a good prank. That's a good prank. Yeah, that's a good prank.
Who can we do that to?
That's fucking mean.
You could do it to your girlfriend.
There's no other girls that work at K Rock, though.
Maddie, I'm pregnant.
I can see Johnny fucking up the whole thing. Look at the stick.
Both of you were like, whoa, what are we going to do?
It's true lies.
Baby.
Vanessa, so we have an A-lister joining us. When? Next week? This week?
That's what they're trying to figure out.
That means
it's not going to happen.
I'm going to vote.
I'll
bet you right now it's not happening. I'll bet you right now because...
Why? What do you have to be so negative?
Because it's not negative. There's a thing around here I've learned, and it's the bigger the deal about something and the more excited people are, the less of a chance it ends up happening.
Yeah, remember Maynard?
Well, that one was no one was really that excited about that.
They offered.
Hey, Uncle Scott, you can come in here. Uncle Scott needs us. Bring in Uncle Scott. Big guest joining us on the Show Time Podcast. The great Uncle Scott. Uncle Scott. Yeah.
You singing a bear?
Welcome back.
Hey, Uncle Scott. What do you need us for? We're live. You're on the Showtime Podcast, which I know that is making a ton of money for the company. What would you like to, what do you need to sit for?
I just wanted to welcome you all back from vacation and seeing you and see how Ali was looking.
Oh, you know. Great.
and how's
bulky as ever, you may go.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you.
Looking good.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Scott.
Yep. That's it.
I was going to mention Don Francisco's Coffee is going to be the official coffee.
We got a coffee sponsor.
That's the big announcement. Was it Don Francisco, Vanessa? Was that the guest, the A-lister? Don Francisco's Coffee.
Don Francisco. decaf. I'll take some decaf for sure.
Got ourselves an official coffee sponsor so we can get all jacked up on caffeine during the show. So thank you to our future coffee sponsor, Don Francisco.
When are we getting our first shipment?
We're going to start. August 1st. So
all right. Soon. All right.
Happy
excited.
Birthday.
That's great. What is your birthday?
My birthday is August 4th.
Oh, God damn it. I got to buy that pizza again?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I hope you've been saving up.
Oh, my God.
Extra ricotta this year.
Oh man. Great. Super.
Extra diarrhea.
All right. Well, all right. Do you need us after this or no?
I'm going to slowly back out of your studio.
You don't need us for anything? Or do you need us for anything else?
I had a question for you, but I'll talk to you.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
we'll do it.
How big was that bear? You have a bear in your backyard?
Big ass bear. Yeah.
Yeah, you get bears in your yard. You're one of those guys.
Bears swimming in our pool, and then I was over at my next door neighbors, and we're drinking out in the back, and all of a sudden the dog starts barking. And look, and there's a huge brown bear just walking. Just
whoa, cool.
Look big.
Yeah.
Wow. And that happens a lot, though, right?
Lacanada, yeah.
You get bears a lot.
They won't move them. It's like it's their way.
That's crazy.
It's their world.
Is there any way?
Lacanada, is it on the Verdugo side or the other side?
Can you get you know the bear bear videos always go viral? Could you get if we gave you one of the Klein Alley Show Please Don't Rob Me signs for your yard, can you put it so we can get a shot of the bear with the sign in it? Because people like to share the bear in the pool. Alley, is there anything people love more than bear in the pool stories?
Any bear. Any bear story, any bear encounter, anything. Yes, exactly. I think if you had any way to get our show promoted next to a bear, we would do very well.
Getting an unusual amount of action on my bear video. That's
really
that's true. Yeah,
you are. Cool. So why couldn't you? Wouldn't you put? Would you put one of the signs up? And then we'll send this. Once we send that video to KTLA, then they'll. Yeah, but oh, that'd be, if you went out there,
yeah.
Man. That'd be, all right, that's it. That's Uncle Scott for you.
Just cover it in trash.
We got that was the A-lister that Vanessa was talking about.
It
was coming on as Uncle Scott.
At this point.
Vanessa, the person that is coming into K-Rock is in a band, correct?
Like and, a big one.
And they are the lead singer of the band.
Yes.
I know who it is.
Write it down.
I know.
What are your context clues to guessing this, though? Because I have one theory. You could always tell by which band is coming to town.
No, it's Jason, though. All the bands are coming
it's
to town.
It's Jason, but hey, it's really heavily...
That's who's coming.
It's Jason. I know who it is.
Jason Derulo?
It's Jason Derulo, who we right play here on K-Rock.
Right?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh!
No?
Who were you going to
no
say? What does
wow
that say?
I thought it was Billy Joe from Green Day, because they got the movie. Oh, is it, you already said that one?
No, he's got the private show July 20th.
Yeah, but they got the movie coming out, too, the Green Day comedy movie.
Right.
And
wow.
And I know Trey likes the show.
Nice.
And
big artist. That's a big artist.
Is it big or smaller than that?
Foo Fighters is big.
Bigger or smaller than the one? Bigger or smaller than the one I just gave you? Equal.
Equal.
Now, no, her gauge is off.
Her gauge is
learning. She's still learning K-Rock.
Vanessa's gauge is so off.
I'm off on alternative rock, but I know this one's a big one because I know their music.
Mm-hmm.
If I know their music, it's big.
Oh, it's fucking Bad Bunny, I bet.
No, I don't get excited.
That would be cool.
I don't get excited over that shit.
Anyway, all right. So big artist joining us in the future. We don't know who it'll be or when it'll be. Good news though is Allie. We should mention that tomorrow arriving to K-Rock, and I'm only saying this now because I know the people that put up with the Klein Allie Showtime podcast. There, you know, you guys are the real ones, and we appreciate you. Tomorrow, I believe we receive the shipment of combination of things. We get the brand new batch of Klein Allie Show hats.
Oh, nice. The ones that say Sweet Dibbits and other
things. Yeah, we got three surprise hats. Make Allie Fat Again hats are arriving tomorrow. The Maffa hats. And also, I think we're getting our first box of shirts. We're getting our first batch of Jake shirts.
I've never been into Jake shirts.
Those are arriving tomorrow.
Cool.
Do we decide on a design?
Yeah, they're actually looking really good. Because I got input on it, and they asked me for advice on it, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great. I'm going to wear this one, too.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, it's going to be really popular. Oh, and everyone who's never been intimate with Jake can get a shirt, which is a lot of people. And I would even like to ship some to the third world countries, like when the losing Super Bowl teams, you know, all those go there.
So it's a bunch of people like Republic of Congo wearing those shirts.
Yeah, from Uganda's going to wear Jake's shirt.
All the people that are wearing, currently they're wearing the, France won the World Cup sweatshirts and shit, and they'll have a bunch of ice. Maybe we'll give them the I Have Been Intimate with Jake collection, the things that never happen in real world.
We'll just make like five, small batch.
Yeah, small batch for the malnourished, you know. That's what Ali's saying. But in all seriousness, I think it's going to be great for, if you like merch, we're getting some great merch coming up. In fact, I saw yesterday Johnny reposted the video, Ali, of the one Blind Charlie fucked up your perfect bowling game when he bowled into your lane accidentally.
Things really started taking a turn after that. I was bowling great, and then after that happened, it shook me, and I couldn't get back on track. You, on the other hand, were not doing great, and then all of a sudden, that put you in the best mood ever, and you started bowling incredible.
You were like five strikes?
Yeah, it was like five strikes.
It's the hardest
in a row
I've ever laughed, maybe at anything we've ever done.
I think it's the best game you've ever bowled. You just over 200.
But the good news is that I didn't even realize this, that we had bowling shirts made for that event, which I didn't even remember.
Yeah, I
saw
remember
someone
that
wearing it in the video.
Oh, really?
I think all you guys were wearing.
And I feel like at some point we've actually gotten...
Yeah, we have them.
We have a decent collection of merch. It's got to... All of our shit's got to be somewhere for sale at a thrift store or somewhere.
I've seen a couple of them pop up on Depop and on eBay. Some people ask $60 for like one of our
$60
shirts.
You're never getting that shit.
Now they're asking price. It's not final sale. And I also have like every shirt that we've ever had for any of our events.
Oh, you do?
Starting from when we ran the 5K back in 2023.
Here's the idea for that.
So you got a Rip Nasty shirt?
I got a Rip Nasty shirt, Blood Drive, Sagebrush, all that stuff.
Tell me if you're with me on this, and I think you will be since you're a runner now, and I know you're trying to not become a big fat mess during your pregnancy.
We burn all?
Listen to this. So why did they start calling a 5K a 5K?
Why did they start 5, calling
meters?
It?
Yeah,
right, because I'll tell you why. Because the mileage is pathetic. To say I'm hey, you want to join me for a 3.1, it's like you loser. So they call it a 5K. If we broke down that number to feet, How crazy would that sound?
That's not why they call it a 5K.
It is.
They didn't call it that just because it's pathetic to say it the other way.
They can't just pick 5 miles.
No, I thought there was a good punchline or a joke.
No, they call it. No, it's not. It's not, no,
I don't get it.
The 5K sounds bigger than a fucking run. You want to run a 3 miler with me? A 5K
sounds bigger.
How many feet
is in a mile? Is that 3,000 feet or something?
Figure this out.
Hey Siri, how many feet are in a mile?
How many feet are?
5,000.
How many, so how many miles? How many mile? How many feet are in a 5K? And
hey,
actually,
Siri, how many feet are in 5,000 miles?
Nope.
No, you fucking idiot.
That would be a crazy race.
Siri, you call that a 5,000 mile K.
Yeah, there you go. 5,000 miles sounds great.
It never ends.
That sounds impressive.
No, yeah. How many feet are in a 5? Are in a 5K?
Hey Siri, how many feet are in a 5K?
5 kilometers is 16,404.2 feet.
Rolls right off the tongue.
We say, "Would you like to join us
in a
16,000 footer?" And people are like, "Oh shit!" Because you know how people, you know how that guy downstairs, Brew. You know how Brew does the Iron Man.
What? Oh, he does?
Yeah, he does Iron Man, and that sounds impressive. But this sounds
What's
bigger.
Iron Man again? Is that you doing?
Not say what it's not.
Everything.
It's a swim, it's a bike swim, ride, and bike, and like a.
Tell you what, it's not. It's not a 16,000 footer.
Take that, Brew.
Oh, shit. A what?
A 16,000 footer.
Oh, shit.
I can't go this weekend. Why? What are you doing? Oh, I'm running in a 16,000 footer.
Oh, shit, dude.
Everyone's reaction.
Oh, everyone's jaw drops.
When you say you do that, it sounds like you took a dump in a
toilet. Yeah, I know. It sounds like you fought a python.
No, yeah, I took a 16,000 footer, man. Don't go in there in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Everyone's reaction is going to be like that.
Wow,
like,
that guy's gay.
Oh, shit, that's gay.
I'm telling you right now.
Ask no follow.
No. If we had merch for that and you got a medal at the end of it. Allie, you don't think that would be the first ever?
You put that on a medal. It won't fit.
On the shirt, you can say, I took a 16,000 footer.
I completed a 16,000 footer.
Sounds gay.
It's not. Use that big black guy, yeah. The beam. The big black
guy. That's where his cock is.
Yeah. It's like one of Bonnie Blue's accomplishments.
Yeah, that Bonnie Blue would help. Yeah, listen, you guys joke. But that is why they call the 5K the 5K, because the 3.1 are sounding lame.
No, that's not why. You could just run a 5 mile.
No, I think it's because they started doing it in Europe. Oh. So everything was called that, and then they just moved it over
that
here.
That makes sense,
I
guess.
Don't think they were like, this is lame.
Why they call it 5K?
I just assumed it sounded bigger than...
I think it just started with 5K, 10K.
Well, anyway, Vanessa, at the next meeting, bring up the 16,000 footer, okay?
Okay.
Just the way we did just now.
lucky to share that with the K-Rock powers that be.
And make sure to tell them it sounds gay.
We were talking about doing an event, like an actual race or a walk or a thing, like, you know.
No, you were going to do the hot chick fart walk, but you gave up on that because no one showed up the first time.
Yeah, but I wanted to do like an actual running event or a walking event, you know, like an actual cool
A walking
sport.
Event would be cool. I don't think our listeners are down for running. They're not like health nuts like that, I don't think.
Bringing back the beer mile or...
Or the bong mile.
Yeah, the bong mile.
Where it's like you take a
cool.
huge rip of a gravity bong and then you try and run a mile.
Yeah, like when they hand out those little cups of water usually the race. We hand out, you know, dabs or something better.
Yeah.
Or the gummies, the gummy run.
Yeah.
I know there's different ways. How would you make a gravity bong?
How would I do it?
Yeah.
2 liter bottle of soda.
Yeah,
and, like one of those tubs that you would hold a keg in. You fill that with water, and then you...
We used milk jugs.
Oh, yeah, that's
milk jug,
big.
Because the cat made a bigger, like a better bowl.
Oh, it was wider?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but in the cap, you're just putting a, like, basically the pipe of a, or you're putting the...
We used, like, tinfoil and then, like, pop, like, and poke
Oh,
it
we
and
used, like, the thing from a bong. Mm. You know, the thing that you take out, the bowl?
The slide?
Yeah, the bowl with
the
little...
Bowl? Yeah.
Yeah, you just put that.
Oh,
in
you
there.
Actually say that didn't count because you didn't make it. Now then, you basically used something you already had.
Yeah.
Whereas Jake's talking about making everything from scratch.
Yeah, you cut the bottom of a milk jug.
Yeah, I would cut the bottom of a 2 liter, and then in the cap, I would put a little hole, and I would put the tip of the bong, like the actual bowl part, in there.
Huh. I guess it makes it easier.
That's been a while. Maybe I'll get a gravity bong for the backyard barbecue.
Cool.
You can smoke weed, right, when you're pregnant?
Well, there aren't enough studies on it.
That sounds like a go.
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah.
If they didn't say no.
It's funny because I actually did read about a study that they did about it, but then it was inconclusive because a lot of the girls that were pregnant that were on weed were also on other drugs.
Nice.
Yeah.
They were like, but they were also on cocaine, so we couldn't really tell which affected the birth. Please turn that off?
I'm just going to snooze for the remainder of the day. That's what I do. That's how I know every time it's been 10 minutes in my life.
Every 10 minutes.
Is that really a thing that happens?
Yeah. Starting at 11 a.m. every day.
Sometimes I'll be in a conversation. I'll be like, well, this has gone on for more than 10 minutes. And then I move on.
You're just timing out your life.
Why the fuck do you have that?
Well, my alarm, I somehow, one time I accidentally set an alarm for 11 a.m. And I don't remember the reason, but I think probably we had to do something downstairs at 11. And I've never turned that alarm off. And now it's been probably a year. And it goes off every day at 11.
And why not? You guys make fun of my OCD and shit all the time. Is that one of your tics? Like, you can't turn off your alarm?
No. I just haven't done it.
Then just turn it off.
I'll do it right now.
Do it.
It's don't try to bring me into your like weird it. Fucking circle.
I think you probably like it. You like that it's there.
Hey, come on. OCD bros.
Change. Woo. Change. Off.
Come on, Spectrum
Bros. There's some reason why you put it in as a daily. Was it when you were trying to practice mindfulness?
No, I don't think I think my pocket did this. I didn't do this. Now that's why I can't hear off. There you go, done. Never hear that again. Change this schedule.
Change the schedule.
No alarm.
Oh.
No alarm.
Oh, freedom.
Go on.
Oh, come on. We're going to be Spectrum Bros.
I don't want to be you weirdo. Jake's like, yeah, you're just like me. I'm like, immediately delete that. That took me a year of that just to get to it.
See, I'm helpful.
All right. Well, on that note.
Guys, I miss it.
We're going to wrap things up.
Put it back on.
And we'll see you next time we do one of these bonus shows. But we do know this. There's a big A-lister coming to K-Rock. We don't know who it is.
We can
tell
find
you,
out
we
in
can
a
tell
minute.
You who it's not can if I, you keep in
can
track.
Can I find out right now? And you guys tell based off my reaction? Or
all right. Yeah. Whisper in Johnny's ear.
Oh, yeah.
Whisper in Johnny's ear.
Oh, shit. I've been waiting for this one. Holy shit. Okay. This is
it's
great. This
let
is amazing.
Me,
show Jake. I want to see
Jake.
Just
Jake's shows
reaction.
Me that it's not going to happen.
That's fine.
Oh.
I think we've had him before.
No, we haven't. We have
really?
We had him on a phoner before. Not in person.
That not is in person.
Not
yeah,
in
that
person.
Is that is cool.
Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Uh-huh.
That's a big one, right? I wasn't wrong.
So Jake and Klein are trying to play it cool. Klein, I mean, Jake
fine.
Probably just doesn't care because he doesn't like cool music
no,
like this.
I had that record before you were born.
I was eating my Werther's as a snack.
My Werther's. No, it's. I mean, I think people will be excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
He and or she is universally loved.
Yep. And they have a show coming in 2 months.
Oh, he can't
and
say that.
Excellent hall pass for me.
Oh, my God,
oh,
Allie.
Yeah.
That is. We got to make it our mission for you to fuck this person.
Oh, my
oh
God.
Yeah.
And by the way.
Epic questions.
And how.
Will you fuck me?
Yeah, first ask me.
Well, that is epic.
Yeah.
And also, if you could write a commercial jingle for any.
Consensually. Consensually fucking.
I bet you this person is quite a few people's hall pass.
Yeah.
Are they. I'm trying to think if they are in a relationship or not.
Yeah.
I think he's been married.
They're married.
Oh, intern Tom is excited.
And
intern Tom just saw. He's pumped, dude.
Intern Tom is here.
And isn't he?
I got you. Go.
His name's Will.
Hey, Allie, what's his name? What's his
name?
Will. Ah. Intern Tom. I don't know.
Intern Steve.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, close Steve, enough.
Let's change his name every day.
All right. Anyway.
It's a different generic name.
We got to go. All right, that's it. All right, goodbye.
Wee.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.